Most people will experience acid reflux during their lifetime, but for some, medicine and better eating habits alone won't provide relief. So what other treatment options are available to them? We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Harold Neira, a surgeon at Surgical Specialty Group of Oviedo. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Oviedo Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. So first of all, Dr. Neira, what exactly is acid reflux?
Acid reflux is either you have to decide whether or not there's a high production of acid in the stomach versus an actual mechanical problem of what we call a sphincter, the gastroesophageal junction where the esophagus and the stomach kind of meet, which is at the top portion of the stomach where they meet. They usually have a valve-like mechanical way to prevent the acid from going up into the chest and giving you the symptoms where it will give you the pain and the discomfort in the chest.
Yeah, what it really sounds like is that the regulator that prevents the acid from going up into the chest isn't working properly. And that's when you experience all of those symptoms like heartburn and potentially pain in the throat when you're swallowing. I'm curious as to what foods contribute to this. Like, as far as I know, when I eat lots of heaty foods, that's when I get potential acid reflux. So maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's some specific foods that will create more, it will stimulate the production of acid in the stomach and it will overproduce acid. So that's so that the patients that will mostly benefit from medications that will reduce acid production. Most of the time, most of the primary care doctors and your primary care doctor will go through all those signs and symptoms of how to decide which patients have the increased production versus a mechanical problem. The patients that have a mechanical problem usually have more problems of acid reflux at night when they're laying down. That allows the acid to go into the chest, into the esophagus, and it creates those symptoms. The people that have just an overactive stomach producing a lot of acid will have, symptoms with every meal. And they have the burning sensation, and it could be in the epigastric area, which is like the top portion of the abdomen or the right upper quadrant. So it just depends on, specifically identifying those patients correctly. Patients that have been treated with medications for over a year, and they still have the same symptoms, and they don't have any relief of their symptoms if they don't take the medication. Those patients should definitely get evaluated for a mechanical problem and a surgical repair of their defect that allows the acid to go up into the chest.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because I imagine that people with mild acid reflux can just take Tums and feel okay. And then I know there are people that have medication prescribed to them and that controls their acid reflux. But then there's the surgical option. And I'm curious as to how you evaluate who needs surgery to mitigate their acid reflux.
So what we do is we actually first have to identify that it is true, that the symptoms that they're feeling is related to the reflux. And to do that, we do what we call a pH monitoring. That means pH is the acid that is measured in the actual esophagus. And it's an outpatient procedure. It's a very easy procedure, well-tolerated, minimal discomfort, if any. And they put a probe in the esophagus and they actually measure the amount of acid that is being exposed into that area. So it will give us a really good idea that their patient's symptom is related to acid being in the wrong place. After that, then we have to decide whether, like I told you, if it's a overproduction of acid from the stomach or whether it's a mechanical problem, such as hiatal hernias or just literally a very non-compliant or esophageal junction that doesn't contract well. In both cases, those mechanical problems have to be surgically repaired. You can give the patient all the medications you want, but the problem is not a productivity of acid, but it is more of a mechanical problem. So the only way to really fix it is with surgery. And that's why I feel that is this the surgical procedures for reflux disease are well underutilized, because we see patients that are on medications for, 2, 5, 10, 20 years taking a medication and they still have the same symptoms. And that should not happen. Those patients should be really evaluated and get that mechanical problem fixed So that way they don't have to take a medication. So that's why I looked at as these two surgical procedures as the best options for those patients.
Yeah, this is really the first time I'm hearing about it. So maybe talk a little bit about the procedure itself, its recovery time, and in general, whether it's successful.
So after we do the, we make the decision that the patient has been, you know, has a mechanical problem that is allowing the acid to go into the esophagus, which we'll do either with an upper GI, which is a contrast study that they will ask you to drink, they ask the patients to drink a little contrast, and then they take some x-rays or radiological films in order to look and see how big this defect is, the separation of the muscles in the diaphragm, which is that big muscle that separates the chest from the abdomen. There's a hole there that allows the esophagus to go through, obviously. And sometimes those muscles will just spread and separate too much and allow the acid to go into the chest. So once we figure that out, it is a hiatal hernia. Or sometimes it's just literally the muscles around the esophagus at the bottom part just don't contract enough to close significant. And since they stay open, they allow the esophagus. So for those type of procedure, for those type of patients, what we do is what we call a Nissen fundoplication. Fundoplication just means a wrap. What we do is we use the patient's own tissue to create a wrap around that area. We wrap the tissue around the lower portion of the esophagus, and that gives the esophagus a little tension, and it kind of closes that esophagus so it doesn't allow the acid to go up into the chest. So that's one procedure. The other part is the hiatal hernia. If there's a hiatal hernia, then that's the separation of the muscles in the actual diaphragm. It has nothing to do with the esophagus or the stomach. So in those, we do what we call a hiatal hernia repair, where we can actually fix it with using some sutures. So those are the two main procedures that we will be using, a fundoplication for just straight reflux or a hiatal hernia repair if there is a hiatal hernia present.
And just to wrap up here, for the people that are listening to this that have been living with acid reflux for potentially 20 years, like you mentioned, what is the success rate like on one of these surgeries?
Yeah, that's the most surprising fact is the fact that it's so well received and so well, it has such a good result. Up to 90% of patients stop taking medications. That's a very well success rate for a surgery that now we can do minimal invasive, meaning with very small little holes, you know, about the size of your pinky, by the width of your pinky finger, you can actually see. And actually, that's how big the incisions are. And we use our, here at Oviedo Medical Center, now we have the capability of doing this procedure robotically, which what it allows me to do is allows me to get into that area without any major discomfort per se. Because the robot allows me to manipulate the instruments and to get into that area, which is a very tight space in the upper portion of the abdomen, without any discomfort. I cannot go in there and dissect things well, which will limit the amount of bleeding, which will limit the amount of possibility of injuring other organs. So that's why we have the Da Vinci robot. And I perform all my procedures for hiatal hernias and fundoplications. I perform them robotically because of that reason. So the patients literally go home the next morning after we do a test without any other test, without any other, they just go home on some pain medication and they'll follow up with me in a week or two. And then literally, that's it. You don't have to take any more medications.
That's Dr. Harold Nera, a surgeon at Surgical Specialty Group of Oviedo. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Visit surgicalspecialistoviedo.com or call 407-890-4990 to make an appointment. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.